It's Tuesday of the second week in Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Our pilgrimage in spirit to the Roman stations today takes us out to the southern edge of the Aventine Hill, to Santa Balbina, near the baths of Caracalla. St. Balbina was an early Roman saint. Tradition says she was the daughter of a Roman tribune, and she is a virgin martyr. Her relics are interred beneath the altar. According to tradition, when her father was ill, Pope Alexander told Balbina to locate the chains with which St. Peter was bound when he was imprisoned in Rome, and that they would cure her father. Apparently she was successful, and her father was cured. And after that, the Feast of the Chains of Peter was celebrated in the Roman Church. Santa Balbina was a house church originally. The present church has elements from the 4th century. The ceiling is not covered with a lowered ornamental cover, but rather the wooden beams are exposed, which is unusual in Rome. You can see here also a cathedra and a cosmatesque floor from the 14th century, and there are frescoes by Pietro Cavallini from the late 13th century. These days, the seminarians of the North American College in Rome try to get to the Roman stations every day, but Santa Balbina is way out of the way, so they have instead been meeting at San Bartolomeo on the Tiber Island, long associated with healing. This is where there was a temple to Asclepius, who was invoked in the Hippocratic Oath. There is still a large hospital on the island today. Relics of St. Bartholomew, or Nathaniel, came to Rome in 983. In the year 2000, John Paul II established here also a center for the memory of the new martyrs of the 20th and 21st centuries. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Trodek. The Gospel today presents two kinds of men, the Pharisees and the disciples of Jesus. Who are these disciples? They are those who knew how to recognize him as the Messiah. The Pharisees, on the other hand, are too prideful, too full of themselves to do so. They do not like the simple yet demanding holiness of our Lord. The first virtue to cultivate in order to receive our Lord and to become his disciple is humility. This disposition of soul is not natural to us because of the disordered love of ourselves inherited from our first parents. Yet, humility is truth. Once we begin to realize what God is and what we are, we understand that we are nothing of ourselves, and so are led to live in constant dependence upon God. Genuine humility likewise incites us to consider most in others the good that we ourselves do not possess, and to see in ourselves the evil that is not in them, in order to rectify the natural tendency which we have to hide our weaknesses from ourselves and to exaggerate them in others. The Blessed Virgin gave us a beautiful example of humility when, before the angel, she gave herself the title of handmaid of the Lord, at the very moment when the angel was inviting her to become the mother of God. Saint Joseph, the shepherds, the three kings, the Samaritan woman, Saint Mary Magdalene, the apostles after Pentecost were all humble. The saints of all times have been humble. Humility is the gateway of salvation. The Blessed Virgin sang it in her Magnificat. Kind Jesus, I too wish to be humble. Help me to become more humble every day. That this may be so, teach me how to live closer to thee. I also make the resolution not to behave boastfully in front of others, and humbly to acknowledge my weaknesses. The Collect from the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. Mercifully help us, O Lord, to fulfill this holy observance, that by your grace we may carry out those things which we have learned on your word must be done. Oremus, perfice quaesumus Domine beninus in nobis observantiae sancte subsidium, ut quae te auctore facienda coniovimus, te operante impleamus, per Dominum nostrum Iesum Christum filium tuum, qui tecum vivit et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen.